Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
Really in the heart of Wynwood, north, 250 Northwest 23rd Street, Wynwood Loft. It's a beautiful building, our studio. It's a loft overlooking the neighborhood, overlooking all the graffitis on the fourth floor, big windows, checking out Miami.
Yeah, actually, when I can't keep up with the teacher, I look out the window and I pray a little bit so I can get a little energy.
The window is a little distraction, but it's good because we have beautiful light at the studio. It makes it very, very beautiful. It's perfect for all our photos and videos, right? Because everyone wants to take a photo at the end of the class of the trick they learned and everything. So
the
perfect
workout, light. It's not about get it, Rev. Hey, Evan, that's the owner of the pole dancing studio. And she's right. People don't go there actually to pole dance. They just go there to get a picture. Because
exactly.
if you don't take a picture, it doesn't really count, right? This is Sylvia, and she's come on to my podcast, and I'm a very fortunate woman because I just stumbled onto her because of my friend Deneen. And when I walked into the studio, I was very, very intimidated because I'm the oldest person in her class, and I am the shortest person in her class. The teacher is even taller than I am, and she's a little Russian lady. She's like a little bulldog. But they made me feel very comfortable immediately, and they didn't know this because I practice muscle building every day, but I was very scared. And maybe 3 weeks into it, Sylvia, everyone made me feel like family and strong and able. And every time I went up that pole, I felt like a beautiful 6 foot tall Russian model. It was amazing. Tell me about that.
Thank you, Mark.
It does psychologically to a woman to climb the pole.
Yeah, so what you said is totally common because what we hear the most is people being intimidating by taking a pole class. And my question is, why? Why are you guys intimidated? So first of all, we are a private studio, right? So we don't have any audience. It's not a show. It's just a class. So everyone needs to allow himself to be a beginner. So you need to start somewhere. Don't be intimidated. Magda, if you were taking today your first Russian class, if you want to learn Russian, you would do very bad, probably your first class. You would be intimidated by that too. I mean, anything that's new is a little intimidating, but
not for me, Sylvia.
Not for you. Okay. Good to know.
I'm not usually intimidated by things, okay. But pole dancing, I guess the connection to maybe what we're doing is very sexual, very private.
Pole dance and pole fitness probably all started from lap dance and what people associate to strip clubs. But today is very different. Pole fitness is being recognized as a sport at the Olympics. And whoever tries a class and has the courage to give it a try and to give it a shot will see that it's an awesome workout. So as I was saying, our studio is a private studio, okay? We're all there to practice, to see what we can do, and to challenge ourselves. Pole dance is surely a lot about challenging yourself. It's a mental challenge, like someone said earlier. Someone told me, yeah, it's mental strength first. Magda said that.
Yeah.
So it's totally that. And then it's some body strength as well. But we build our strength, we learn to do tricks, and it doesn't happen overnight, just like anything, just like playing a tennis match. First time, probably you don't do that great, but then you practice, you get more familiar, and you improve. I'm very proud, actually. Well, first, thank you very much for saying that we made you feel home and you felt welcome in the studio. I'm very happy to hear that, and I'm very proud that our studio is a very nice community of women. We have no age limits, no size limits, no nationality limits. We are a team of 6 instructors. We all come from somewhere. As you can hear, I have an accent.
It's beautiful.
I wasn't born here.
It's beautiful.
But we're all lucky to live in this beautiful city.
Yes.
So all our girls, they come from somewhere. They have very different styles and they're very different from each other. So we take a lot of pride in having such a variety of women that get together to have fun, to take care of themselves, to work on themselves. And if they feel sexy, that's even better. We like it.
You know, it's so funny that they do actually feel sexy. The oldest pole dancer in the world, you know her?
Well, I seen a few. I saw a Chinese lady that is probably 65 or 67. I don't know if she's the oldest one.
Greta Pontarelli, she's Italian.
Oh, she's Italian. You see,
she is the oldest pole dancer in the world, and she won the 2014 World Pole Sports Champion.
No way. Awesome.
And she went on American Ninja Warriors.
Nice.
And just so you know, it is an Olympic sport. There is a 70-year-old Japanese pole dancer. And okay. This man that I was dating, this gorgeous surgeon, he sent me a video of a contest called Ultra Beast.
Wow.
And pole dancing was in it. So nice. There is no doubt that this is...
So there's probably a few because I knew about another one. But also the thing is that I'm sure these people, they have a fitness background and then train on multiple different disciplines. But you don't have to have a fitness background to join a pole dance class.
Hey, Rose, her name is Sylvia. You said you wanted to try it. Now's the time. If you have any questions.
Hey, Rose.
Go ahead, Sylvia.
So you can come to try your first class, even if you don't have any experience. We have beginner classes every day because that's how we build our community from beginners people. And maybe you get a little bruised sometimes from the pole.
I love those bruises.
Well, I'm very proud of my bruises as
Me
well.
Too.
But maybe some girls don't want to have bruises. But girls, don't worry. It's not only like that. You may feel sore, but it's good sore.
And you
feel like you're working.
Arnica.
It's a good workout.
Yeah, it's proof that you're doing something for
it's
your body.
It's proof that you're doing something. And what I believe, so I wasn't born a pole dancer, okay? I discovered pole dance totally by chance, and I enjoyed it. I liked it, and now it's what we do full time because pole dance is fun. And I can tell you, Magda, my first pole dance studio was Milan Pole Dance Studio in Milano. That is where it all started in Milano. And I was a student there. And I'm telling you, still today, I started 8 years ago in Milano. Still today, some of my best friends, my best girls, my best connections all around the world are the pole dancers that I met in Milano.
That's amazing.
Because it's a great community of women. And we all bond in a pole dance class, we all feel connected and we all have fun. And it's fun because pole dancers, they also go out at night together. They do dinners together, lunch. So I'm happy when I see our girls actually having a little group and, doing things together out of the studio.
The Hebrew dog says he loves your accent.
Oh, thank you.
The Hebrew dog, she's located in Wynwood. You should, if you have a wife or a girlfriend or feel like trying pole dancing, you can come on Wednesdays with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Class.
So our studio is open for men and women. So whoever wants to join the class. So no one is welcome as a spectator, right? Because we're all trying to pole dance. But our studio is open for boys and girls. Because generally you would think that there's more girls, but we've been working a lot on having guest instructors that are men. We had Maunus Labi. He's actually now an instructor at Bodian Pole in New York. That is an amazing, the biggest pole dance studio in the world. He's a great instructor. He was with us for 1 month when we first opened. We had Mitya Staev. He's a Russian dancer that taught to great classes. So we do have men that teach us and train with us.
I've seen some of the men, and their physiques are crazy.
The thing is that when men come, everything comes so easy for them. You remember when you came yes. with your friend from Anatomy? Oh my gosh, these people, they climb the pole right away with no sign of effort whatsoever.
Yeah, but my friend Tommy.
On their face.
Yeah, my friend Tommy, he's not fair either. He's an athlete.
Okay, yeah. But generally men, they are... maybe a little stronger. They have a little more.
They have 25% more muscle.
Upper body strength. Yeah. So yeah, they climb the pole. They do. They jump on tricks.
Yeah.
So
they don't have hormones.
They
don't have periods.
I don't know. I cannot answer that. I'm learning from you here. I don't know.
You know, the oldest pole dancing recorded is Bell Jangles and Mug Wump Strip Joint in Oregon. It's actually a combination of striptease and lap dance. And speaking of strippers, we ran into each other at Club 11. And yeah. I'll tell you, I go to Club 11 regularly because some of my friends work at the VIP section and yeah. they provide great service at Club 11. But I used to go because of the music. I mean, they have fantastic
I love 11
music.
And they have some very high levels performances of contortionists, aerialists, and dancers.
Then, they are amazing. Since I met you.
You are starting to appreciate
I don't look anymore as a spectator as much as I do as I feel like I'm a comrade. I feel like we're on the same level.
Yeah,
work.
You're part of it. You're like, you cheer them when they yes. do the trick. You're like, yes, girl,
invert,
you rock it.
Invert, you've got it. I mean, it's a different respect because
yeah,
of you.
Totally.
Because
totally,
of you.
Totally. But, and you know, it's the respect for every category here. I mean, these girls, they're working. They're beautiful dancers. They're athletes as well.
They're athletes.
And they're putting efforts in what they're doing. So.
There's a contortionist that balances her entire body in a backbend form.
On her chin.
From her mouth.
I know. She's Asian.
Yes,
I don't know her personally, but I know I saw her. And the other girl is Irina, and she's an incredible Russian contortionist. Well, we're talking about extremely high levels here.
Yeah.
Of these girls that are beautiful. But we try to work on our strength, on our flexibility.
Right.
And on our conditioning.
Well, that's something as, I mean, I was a gymnast before I was an adult. And when I got into the mace and the steel, all this stuff behind me, I started to build muscle and my flexibility was suffering. When I met
Bien sûr, of
Sveta,
course. Of course.
I realized how much I had sacrificed my flexibility. I'm a yoga teacher. I do everything. But it began to tweak and hurt, and I said, yeah. wait a minute, I've got to come here a lot.
So that's a great thing about pole dance, because everyone, as a first sight, would think that it's all about strength, which is true, because we work on our strengths, just like many other sports, okay? Of course, if you have a fitness background, that helps, but imagine that you are a beginner and you are just taking some fitness classes, somewhere, yoga classes or any fitness class. So with pole dance and with our classes in our studio, we work on strength and we work a lot on flexibility. Because what is great about pole dancers is that they're strong and flexible at the same time. We have a flexibility class almost every day. It's a little more intense maybe than a yoga class. Maybe, what do you think? Maybe it's a little more intense because it's an active flexibility.
Well, when I went to your handstand class with that, what's a beautiful girl from Las Vegas, the blonde?
Sofia. Wow. Sofia Venanzetti. She will teach two workshops with us tomorrow at 7 and 8 p.m., guys. Don't
amazing.
Miss Sofia.
So
she's
tomorrow,
amazing.
Tomorrow is what, Tuesday?
Tuesday, January 9th.
At what time are those classes?
7 and yeah. 8 p.m.
This girl, she came from Vegas. She did a handstand class. The amount of flexibility that I practiced just in that 1 hour was crazy.
Yeah. What is good, I believe, because Sofia's classes the last time and tomorrow will be open to every level, to beginners as well. The thing is that you learn the tricks, you learn the method, and then you know how to practice yourself. Of course, you won't get all the results that you're dreaming or that you're seeing in your instructors or in your fellows the same night, because these instructors, these people are people that that's what they do.
Everything takes
Sophia,
time.
Sophia, she's an amazing contortionist, fitness coach and dancer. She's been doing that her whole life, right. And she's incredible. She's a very high level and she's the sweetest girl. But I think what's great, what I love, I'm not very flexible, but I love to take these classes to learn and see what they do to get there. So in case, also when I'm on the beach or something, or during the Christmas holidays in between one and another dinner, I can practice my little things and I really enjoy it. And I have a goal, you know, in my mind because I see what they do and I'm like, yeah, next time I want to try to do that. I want to challenge myself and see if I, because me myself, I like to push myself a little bit. I understand that maybe not everyone wants to push too much to get there. So there's different phases and there's different steps. You can get anywhere step by step. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, I don't. One of the things that I need to say on this podcast is ever since I started to post the pictures of me, and I've had a lot of...
You have an incredible social media success. This is another. This will be
another
the next podcast.
You know what's interesting is the association to stripping that I've gotten, and how can I support exploitation of women? And it's the opposite. What I'm doing is trying to empower women through, I mean...
And today is the right day after, did you see Oprah's speech yesterday night? Hello, my friend, time's up.
Yep. It's so interesting because on the contrary, when you start accepting your body as a beautiful tool, as a vessel of health and wellness and beauty, and you stop looking at it as something ugly or perverse, then is when you're really strong. Then is when you're really able to...
I really appreciate your words, Magda. You should say this at the beginning of every class, because I'm the first that I'm always judging myself. I'm always criticizing myself. We don't even realize how much our body does for us and how much we take from it. So that's super important to keep in mind.
It's important, and I think the stigma of pole dancing has to be removed, and we have to stop looking at this as something not acceptable or not a form of fitness, because I know, because I practice fitness every single day in every way. I don't say no to any type of fitness. When I climbed the pole for the first time in your establishment, the first time I placed my hands on a pole, I felt...
You realized that
the intrinsic muscles in my abs.
You found out muscles that you didn't believe.
Yes,
existed.
I met them. And this plays a huge part in empowering your mind, your body, and your soul to get rid of the culture that we've been brought up in, that this is something ugly. When I'm at Club 11 now, I have to tell you, those people going up those poles, they're the smartest people in the room. And they are the strongest
They are.
And it puts a different perspective on what we're doing. So I'm going to continue. And then I met the Lyra. Sylvia. Hello.
Lyra is
beautiful.
Awesome. It's beautiful. And actually, to me, maybe some people listening that are aerialists may not agree with me. But for me, Lyra, it's slightly easier than pole dance because you can get beautiful tricks, beautiful figures from day one.
Well, you have more tactile points. So
exactly. I believe you have more contact points, but our girls that tried the Lyra classes really enjoyed it. And from the end of January, we will have a big news because we'll introduce hammocks as well. So we will have tissues, hoop, and pole dance. So we really experiment all the aerial disciplines, always together with fitness classes and flexibility.
That's fantastic. So Sylvia, real quick, what is the address of Milan Pole Dancing?
Yes, Milan Pole Dance Studio is 250 Northwest 23rd Street in Wynwood, really in the heart of Wynwood, unit 408. And I would like to say something about our studio because it doesn't look like a strip club. So for our girls, we have two big, beautiful windows. We exhibit art at the studio. We have some graffiti from some very famous local Wynwood street artist. We just had a new art made during Art Basel.
The heart. The heart.
The heart, exactly. Beautiful. We exhibit also two beautiful paintings from a French painter. So we try to stay aligned with the vibes and with the atmosphere of Wynwood that we love a lot, so that the art, you know, matches our art, that is our dance and our workout.
Your performance art.
Our performance, yeah.
You know what is so interesting? When I went to your place, I went with Denine, a very good friend of mine, and she, obviously, word of mouth is what brought me there. She spoke highly of you, but still, I was a little apprehensive because I said, oh my God, I'm going to a dark place.
I am going to a dark place. I'm going to a dungeon. Maybe it's a little dirty.
Have you been to the red light district in Paris, right?
I was expecting that.
Yeah. And so when I got there and it was bright and white and clean and you told me to take my shoes off, I said, wait, I love this.
This is a real gym.
There's feng shui. There's balance. There's cleanliness. It's bright, and the energy in there is welcoming. And now in my purse, along with my bubble gum and my chapstick, I have that sticky glue always ready to go.
The dry hand.
Yes. To climb the pole.
Helps your hands to stay dry.
It does. There's so much help in that studio. Everyone helps you. You know, it's so funny. In that class, there's at least four or five girls that I go to anatomy with.
Okay.
That I never met.
Really? Because in the gym, everyone does his own business.
It's fast. It's big. It's not intimate. Don't get me wrong. I have many friends in my gym. But in that class, everyone really does support everyone. And I don't need that because I'm too old to give a shit. But other people need that. And in your environment, the environment you create, it's very family-like.
I'm very happy to hear that. We try to work a lot in that direction, and we're very proud.
And
to
little
hear
Rachel
this.
At the front, she's a young girl. What a nice girl. And she's a beast.
Rachel is 21. She's studying. She works. She's our receptionist. She tried her first pole competition in June last year in Atlanta, and she won first place in
her
category. All our instructors are pro qualifier in national and international competitions.
Right.
So they're very different between them. They all come from somewhere different, but they're all extremely professional, very dedicated, and very passionate in what they do. And they're all pro qualifier.
That's very important, the word professional, and especially in what you do. And I think one of the key phrases that you said is that they're from different places.
Yeah, well, especially in Miami, this city is, I think I can say this city is a big melting pot.
We're all
coming from somewhere. There's a lot of people that...
Yeah, but it's predominantly the Banana Republic from Cuba. Because I'm Cuban, I can say that. But it's interesting that in your place, everyone comes from different countries.
Yeah. We speak seven languages
in our
studio, Magda.
I love that. I love that because it really does bring a worldly feel.
Yeah.
The girl from Toronto in front of me that is practicing in Dubai,
Exactly. And let me give a shout to all the Milan Pole Dance studios around the world, because Milan Pole Dance Studio is a big family. The first studio was born in Milan. My business partner, Christelle Arbia. Hey, hi, Christelle. Come back to Miami soon.
Come shake my hand, Christelle.
She's the founder and the owner of the studio in Milano. And after Milan, they launched Dubai, Singapore, Montreal, and now Miami is the baby studio, is the last one. So it's really an international community. All the managers and the instructor of all the studios really rock, and we're all friends, and we all travel to all the different studios. And I've been to all the Milan Pole Dance studios, and I can tell you guys, they're really, really cool. And in five very cool cities as well. So in case you're traveling, you want to go to another Milan Pole Dance studio, we're all connected. We're all a family.
The little baby Miami one is the end game. Have you heard that song, Taylor Swift, The End Game? You want to be the end game.
Yeah, I
you
heard
wanna
that
be the
song.
Last
because
one.
Just because Taylor Swift is my little Rachel's favorite, so I'm learning from her.
She's my new... That
yeah,
song
Rachel.
Is beautiful,
all
The
right.
End Game.
It is.
It means that the last one is the best one.
Also, talking about music, what I enjoy a lot in our studio is the music, don't you? Because we research music so much for our warm-up and for our routines and stuff. So I'm constantly researching, looking for new music, and we learn from each other. I'm like, hey, I'm going to use Jocelyn playlist today.
That music, you once played a song that something about love. Love was such a fuck up. I loved that song. It made me climb.
It's a class that I taught. It was Alicia Keys.
I loved it, that song.
Did you like the song that I played for you one day? I'm your private dancer. Tina Turner.
Well, let me tell you, when I walked, well, I'm a little older than you guys, but when I walked in,
I love that song. Hello.
And I felt timeless. Like a private dancer. I felt like that sexy. And I'm telling you, I always considered this as something seedy and prostitution. But man, wait till you see the photographs.
Yeah, forget it. Forget it. We are 2017, 2018 now.
Have you seen the strength in my legs up on that pole?
Yeah.
Because of you guys. Yeah. You guys have done a mental shift in me. It's amazing. I'm so happy to
totally,
have met you.
Totally. Well,
so grateful.
We're so happy as well. And we're so grateful to have you guys in our community and helping us to spread the word.
I got to put a poll in my house somewhere. I got
to
do
okay,
it.
Okay, so these, I have to say something for whoever wants to put a poll in their house. So you can do it because I used to have a poll in my old house in Milano.
Yeah.
But what happened is that they're not professional polls. So one day, probably there was a little difference in temperature Oof. Of my ceiling and my roof. I am not sure what happened. So the poll fell.
Oof.
So my husband had to come and fix the wall because it didn't break the tails, but I broke a little bit of wall. But anyway, that's the past. So what I'm saying, we have professional poles and are drilled into the ceiling, into the concrete.
Speaking of your husband, how long have you been married?
Yes. So I've been married for 2 years.
Congratulations.
2 or 2.5 because we like to get married every now and then.
Good.
So we had a first American wedding and then an Italian wedding, but in February will be 4 years that I met him.
That's
and I'm
beautiful.
I'm very happy.
Yes, you guys look beautiful together.
Thank you. He's the reason why I'm in Miami, so I'm grateful that he brought me here and he pushed me to try to realize my dream and try to realize myself and support me in my vision and
That's
in my wish
important.
To create my community and my creative environment.
To have a man that supports you and your business, especially a business like yours, is pretty cool. Like, that guy's cool.
I know. And by the way, he's totally immune to pole dancers now because he's always in that studio. So nothing is more fancy. It's fancy for him anymore. It's like, oh, yeah, just another one. Just another dance.
Yeah. I guess, you know, people that are in that environment don't look at it like people, yeah, that are, they just,
yeah, but so men like my man or probably also your friends that you brought to the studio, maybe if they had a prejudgment or pre-image in their head, probably when they try themselves, because if you only try to climb the pole, you're like, whoa,
it's different.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's some work and some workout. So Magda, you were so nice to come to our anniversary party in December. It was a 2 years anniversary of the studio. You saw we had some showcase of our instructors and students. You saw how great these girls were.
They were tremendous. They were stars.
They were super rock stars. Yeah. They were awesome. And I was very happy that some of our students took the courage to perform in front of a little audience. It's nice that they, you know,
they had the courage to
try. And
well, you're building confidence in people.
I really think it's true because I can say that because I started as a student. I wasn't born a pole dancer. So I really felt the same way. I really felt what you're describing now. It really built confidence in me and, yeah, self-confidence and
maybe people
self-empowering.
Yeah, maybe people don't go in there with the idea of looking for confidence or a better self-image, but when you're climbing the pole, an interesting thing does happen. You start forgetting about your cellulite and you start forgetting about your scars and your fat pockets.
I think you forget because you're so focused on what you're doing.
Yeah, and not falling on your head.
So that's good also because when our girls come to the studio, we generally, our clients are very busy ladies. They are mother of kids. They have one or more jobs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They take care of their families, of their houses. So they're busy in between a million things. So what is cool is that during 1 hour pole dance class or aerial dance or flexibility class, they can really leave their phones out of the room, work on themselves, experiment, and take the phone at the end just to take a photo of their results and That's pretty cool.
It's so funny because I'll tell you five ways immediately that pole dancing helps in, other than the picture. And the picture is very important.
The picture.
It's all about the picture.
Like Svetlana said, we have a picture opportunity here.
It's you celebrate your body as it is right now. So that's important, as it is right now. You quiet your inner critic because, you know, inside we're saying to ourselves, you know, you're not good enough. And the little devil on your shoulder is saying you're a little bit overweight. All those things happen to all of us. You connect with your sensual self. And, you know, sensuality gets lost, especially when you're married. I was married for a very long time. And you forget how to be sensual, how to be sexy. When Svet started, my little Svet, she's so little. She's so cute. When she started to walk like a cat almost, I was like, I'm not doing that. And then when I started to walk like a cat, all of a sudden I remembered how it felt to feel that way. So you do that immediately. You live your own life privately. Nobody is judging you in the room. There's no spectators, like she said. And nobody's really looking at one another. They're looking at themselves and trying to see their own image as it is right now. And finally, like Sylvia, which is kind of funny, I keep running into you everywhere I go.
Right? And I mean, where have you been all this time before you came to the studio?
You find community. It's a community.
Totally,
and you,
totally.
It's so funny, you, and I believe in this, you and I have been bumping into each other in
in
restaurants.
So true.
And then when you came to the event at East, I really did understand that you have an open mind.
I really enjoyed the coffee talk. Thank you for inviting me.
No, no problem. That was a wonderful event with Leah Lunchology. It's an interesting perspective you have, and it's an open heart and an open mind, and it's going to take you to so many places. And I'm so glad that
for mentioning also the sensual aspect of the dance. I think what's very interesting is you dancing in front of a mirror, that at the beginning can be intimidating, like we all say, right? But I think that we are all a little bit unaware of our posture or the way we talk or the way we move. I think it's good if you want to try, you know, and if you want to play with it, see how you look in front of a mirror so that you can, you know, correct yourself, improve your posture, become more sexy, dance in a more sexy way. I think it's very nice. And it's part of our personality, okay? We're all girls, we're all women, so
it's an interesting point.
It feels good to feel good, it feels good to look good,
it feels good to be a woman. I mean, we lose ourselves in
exactly
cooking,
thank
and
you
cleaning,
thank
and working,
you
working,
exactly,
providing,
exactly,
earning. You forget how to be.
That's probably also what's intimidating, because we're all dancing in front of a mirror, which is more like of a dance class, maybe, because it's you and the mirror. And
you're so funny. You know, my friend just died, Jay Marcos. He was the famous dance instructor for Video Sync. He was a tremendous. He taught Madonna how to dance. He was very young. It was terrible passing, but I never liked those dance classes. There's another wonderful class at Anatomy, Dance Body. I'm a great dancer. I love to dance. In every language, I love to dance. But when it's those dance classes, it's just like not for me. But in your place, it's a movement. It's a place, it's a space to find movement. But it's more than just dance.
You know what I think, Magda? That the pole actually helps a lot in your dance because you're holding on something. So I have a client that came for a private class. She wanted to prefer, that was so nice, because she wanted to prepare a little routine for her boyfriend. It was probably the boyfriend's birthday or something. And so she's like, I would like to take, you know, a dance class to do a little dance for my man. And I said, that's awesome. And she's like, but I don't really dance on the pole. I'm not really that advanced. I told her, you know what we could do? We could prepare a little chair dance routine. So we actually implemented the chair and the pole in our dance, because when you're actually dancing with something like a chair or a pole,
it's easier.
You have an extra element that you can play with.
Sure.
And it's much easier to just dance like a real dancer in the middle of an empty room,
right,
where you have to do tumbles and climbs and
well, it's the same thing that you're doing when you're talking right now. It's easier to have a microphone in your
right than yeah and a chair. I'm moving a lot too.
You look good.
For people you look see me I, so your I'm always Italian great. So I'm making a lot of
but it's interesting. I didn't realize that people do that. Do you get a lot of private clients?
We do. We have private classes every day. So for people that don't have the time to come to our group classes or their schedule don't match with our schedules, we try to have group classes in the morning and later in the afternoon. But sometimes for people that have different schedule of the want to learn or they want to learn something specific mm-hmm. or they want to progress a little faster.
Right.
Take a private class.
Right, one-on-one. You know, it's kind one-on-one, of funny. Yeah. I wonder if also it's that stigma thing that people are, they're still embarrassed. I have a girlfriend of mine, her husband said to me, Magda, you have to take her with you.
Right.
But he was whispering and I was like, but
okay,
talk out loud.
Let's do it. No problem.
I realized, wow, men really want their women.
But, you know, because then the girls, the women, even if they are not dancing around the pole, they saw themselves in front of the mirror. So they correct their postures.
Right.
They walk confident. They walk more, how can I say, more beautifully. They start to gain awareness of their bodies and of their potentials that we all have. So, and I'm telling you something else. All the girls, all the ladies that came for a private class, then they all joined our group classes.
Oh, I believe it. I believe
because
it.
They enjoy to be with the rest of the group. It's fun too.
And they
the
lose
group
their
class
fear.
Is fun.
They lose their fear.
And they lose it. They understand right away what it's about. So they jump in the group classes, which is nice. As
so
well.
Let me. How can they follow you on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter so they can see right away immediately after?
Yeah. So absolutely follow our Instagram page is MPDS Miami, like Milan Pole Dance Studio Miami. So MPDS Miami, you will see all the other MPDS in the world. So follow me, Miami, and you will see all our students, our instructors, all what we do, the way we have fun, all our promotions going on, and important, all the guest instructors that come visit us regularly.
And how much more or less is the cost of one class?
So,
because I buy packs.
Yeah. So it depends. The cost of the class varies between $15 and $25, can be even cheaper if you buy a package. So our class packs last 1 year. So if you feel like you want to give it a try, you want to buy 10 classes, you have 1 year of time to use your 10 classes. So
and what should people wear? I know you have that wonderful little area where you sell some really cool stuff.
Yeah, we have some cute retail.
For new people, what should
you
wear?
So for new people, if you're trying a pole dance class, wear a pair of shorts and a top or a sport bra, okay? During the warm-up, you can wear your leg warmers or your leggings or a little sweater. And then when we go on the pole, you need to have a little shorts and a top. The reason why you need to wear shorts is because you're using your legs on the pole and you want to stick on the pole. So you're actually using your knees and your feet and your ankles on the pole. That's the reason why you want to have shorts. If you try aerial hoop, tissues or flexibility classes, a pair of leggings and a top. And if you want a leg warmer or socks, otherwise the class is barefoot. Except Svetlana Thursday night class at 8 p.m. The Art of Exotic. Ooh. Everyone needs to wear high heels.
I
for
love
that. Class.
That. I love that. I can't wait to
that's
share.
That's our only class that is compulsory on high heels. And it's the Art of Exotic. And the name, we call it the Art of Exotic because it's really hard. And Svetlana, like you said, she's a little girl. You don't expect that
she's
would
a little
go
kitten.
So sexy yeah. on the pole. And she's really the best.
She's amazing. Her movements are so beautiful. Well, I think we've covered everything. And I just once again want to thank you for coming onto the show. Please follow them on Instagram. It is
MPDS Miami, Milan Pole Dance Studio Miami. And Facebook the same thing and Twitter the same thing, Milan Pole Dance Studio Miami. Thank you so much, Magda.
And if you guys ever want to dance with me, I'm a beginner, so I go slow. I go on Wednesdays at 11 in the morning, also on Mondays at 11 in the morning. And you can find me there trying and climbing and loving the music and the atmosphere. And I just, guys, this is a must try. It's going to change your perspective in life. Thank you so much, Sylvia.
Thank you, Magda.
Love you, baby.
I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.
Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.